Turning to jobs now, there could be some great opportunities in large animal medicine. Ranchers and farmers worry about a lack of vets specializing in livestock. According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, nearly 1,500 counties don't have a single doctor for farm animals. Gloria Hillard reports.
On the tailgate of a dusty 4x4, veterinarian Vern Thacker is filling three syringes. He's been a large animal veterinarian for more than 20 years and has a farmer's tan, a bronze face, neck, and forearms to prove it.
Some heifers, it's their first time being exposed to the bull, so we just want to be sure they're vaccinated for all their reproductive diseases and respiratory diseases.
From a small corral, 15 black heifers look suspiciously back at us. Now, to get a 1,000-pound cow to hold still for a shot, it's just a matter of getting it from the corral into the hydraulic chute. To the reporter from the city, it sounds easy enough. Thacker works quickly and pats a distressed cow on the flanks to calm her.
You know, you got to like the job. You got to like working with the animals, too. And cattle are probably my favorite animal to work on. You know, it's cold and dirty sometimes. Sometimes it's hot and dirty. Most times it is dirty.
As a large animal veterinarian specializing in food animal medicine, Thacker has few counterparts in this rural area about 3 hours north of Los Angeles. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, says it's vets like Thacker who are helping to ensure the nation's safe food supply.
The rural practitioner that's taking care of the cow-calf operation, the mama cows that are producing the calves that ultimately become our beef. And that need is widespread, and that's where we have the biggest shortage.
A recent survey by the professional organization found that less than 4% of veterinary school graduates plan to work in large animal practice. At Pierce College in Woodland Hills, California, there's a farm on campus with sheep, cows, and chickens. Dr. Lee Shapiro, an instructor with the pre-veterinary program here, says he's noticed these days the majority of students are interested in small animal practice, and he tells them, yes.
You're going to have make more money as a small animal vet, and you'll have less hours of work, and you won't get as dirty.
That said, to his students, nearly all of whom are from the city, Shapiro is known as Dr. Cows.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to do TPRs, temperature, pulse, and respiration. Who remembers what the temperature of a healthy sheep should be?
102.3.
Pre-vet students interested in pursuing large animal medicine may have an admissions edge when it comes to applying to veterinary school. And the American Veterinary Medical Association and others are offering financial incentives, including student loan relief. With a more than six-figure student loan debt looming, Jeffrey Glastetter finds that intriguing.
They would pay my way through veterinary school, assuming that I'd sign that contract, but you'd be like the only veterinarian for like a large area living out of your truck. That's a little daunting for me.
I had no experience with animals when I came here.
For pre-vet student Stacy Carpio, who is holding on to a ram named Cotton, there's no question. She's going to be a large animal vet. She's heard all the stories about delivering calves at 3 a.m. and about living in a truck and getting dirty.
But, you know, if you enjoy it, you do it, and it's not work. You know, see? He's so happy.
It would appear Cotton, who she helped raise, agrees. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.